It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hello, Megan here, and welcome. Question: is starting a podcast right for your business? Well, according to Jay Bauer of Entrepreneur Magazine, podcast listening in the U.S. shot up 23% last year to 57 million people. That means more Americans now listen to podcasts than actively use Twitter, a huge potential audience to help market your business. In fact, a recent survey found that nearly two-thirds of listeners are more willing to consider products and services after hearing about them on a podcast. Many entrepreneurs, if they haven't already jumped on the bandwagon, are wondering if they should start a podcast. My answer is yes, if you have a strong idea, a high level of commitment, and a quality host. I have 5 tips that will help you make the decision if podcasts are right for you. So you'll want to gauge your audience. You want to consider this only if your clients are national. A podcast isn't a great idea if your business is a local business. Also, podcast listeners are generally younger. 72% are ages of 18 to 54, so keep that in mind as well. You want to buy the basics. You'll need some things to get set up. You'll need a good microphone for each participant, recording software, a good producer to edit the audio, and a hosting platform such as Podbean or Libsyn, which in turn feeds the podcast to player apps such as iTunes, Stitcher, and Overcast. You can get a decent setup for under $500. You'll want to pick a topic. You want to make sure your topic is on something you know very well and is unique so it stands out. Generally, a narrow topic is better than a broad one for attracting a dedicated listenership. Keep in mind your podcast should educate and provide value, not be an infomercial for your business. Then you'll want to think about picking a host. Your host should be knowledgeable, charismatic, and engaging. It helps if they have a relationship in the industry and know people who they can line up as guests for the show. So make sure that they have time to invest and market and promote the podcast online on various social media platforms. You want to be consistent. The more frequent the show and the more consistent the schedule, the better chance of attracting and keeping listeners. If you can't do it at least 2 episodes per month, then don't bother. And be sure to keep the episodes short, 30 minutes tops, so your listeners can listen in one sitting. So if this sounds like a great option for you, then good luck with your new podcast. Be sure to check out my Passion Belief Method assessment. And this is an online assessment where you can learn what your passion belief factor is, where you stand when it comes to your self-worth, your value, your relationship with money, and the level of passion in your life and business. All you have to do to take this assessment is go to pbmassessment.com, that's pbmassessment.com, and then you'll opt in by putting your name and email address, and they'll be asking for an access code, so you'll put in PBMROCKS in all caps. So enjoy, and thank you for listening today. We look forward to having you join us next week to receive your new Passion of Profits tip. Bye-bye for now.
This has been your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.